Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Richard Hooker is here. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author, the co-author of Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible. He also, in his day job, owns a marketing and advertising agency, and he's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. Richard Hooker, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And let me encourage your viewers to stick around and listen to Russell. I'm a big fan of the show.
Oh, yeah.
I've always loved what he's had to say.
I appreciate that. Yeah, Russ is the best. I appreciate you saying that. But before we have a business to sell, we have to build one, Richard. Mm-hmm. And we have to have one to sell. And so one of the things that I know that you've been working on a lot lately and that you talk about in your book is the process that people go through when to take an idea that they have and turn it into a going concern. Talk to us about that.
Well, one of the things that I, when you consult with enough businesses, when you deal with enough startups, and I deal with a lot of investment houses who put money into startup ventures, you see certain things start percolating to the top that you see over and over again, and there are things that you don't read about. You know, I have a 4-year-old child right now, and
congratulations.
And almost nothing I've read in the books has helped me. they don't tell you the real stuff.
Right.
You kind of figure it out for your own. And one of the things that I've noticed with all kinds of books and all kinds of advice about starting up a business or introducing a product into a market, it doesn't matter what kind of product it is, whether the product is actually a store or the product is a physical product or the product is an intangible product like consulting. One of the things that never makes it onto the table is the financial strategy behind developing that product. It typically
why do you think that's absent? You think
because
it's denial or lack of ability?
Part of it is good luck. Part of it is that a lot of startups just happen to luck upon a good financial strategy. But by a lot of, I mean 2%.
Right.
Or 3%. That the problem is that in a lot of media and in a lot of books, nobody talks about the failures.
Right.
You will not see an article in Fortune or Forbes magazine about somebody who started a business and it failed.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you listen to my show very long, you'll hear that because I talk about mine. I get anybody who joins me on my show, if they'll talk about something they screwed up on, I let them talk about it because as I've said many times before. In fact, I said it in the previous hour with Brian Moran. When I hear smart people talk about how well they've done, I pay particular attention to when they talk about how they failed.
Yeah, it is a huge thing because it has far more value than the success because often what succeeds, they're not really telling you. There's a book out on called Tiger Mother about being very strict with your children.
Right.
And it's caused a great deal of controversy. And if you read the book, it's all about disciplining your children. But she doesn't tell you the real secret, which is pay a lot of attention to your kids.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you discipline them hard or don't discipline them hard. If you're spending a lot of time with your kids, they're going to turn out well.
Right.
And so that secret doesn't percolate to the top. And so I've spent a lot of time working with people. What actually makes a product successful? What actually makes a concern successful? And what I've come up with, I call the think like Apple strategy.
Hmm.
Again, this is something that you have to read between the lines to figure out. But Apple's strategy is that every product they develop is first and foremost a financial strategy, a revenue and profit strategy, before it's an actual physical product strategy. what is the iPhone all about? What is the iPad all about? It's all about, in marketing terms, it's all about maximizing the number of people who buy the product when it's first introduced.
How much is it going to cost to build it? How much is it going to cost to market it?
Right.
When I get that done, will it be a compelling enough product to sell enough units to pay for all that?
Yeah. Well, and keep in mind, Apple wants to sell as many units as possible right at the beginning.
Right.
When it can charge the most for it.
Right.
In other words, it's a revenue and profit strategy, whereas a typical marketing company would say, here's the product life cycle. We've got a few people who first buy it. Some people will buy a little bit later, and then when it's mature, we're making money. But we're also making less profit on it. Apple says, let's maximize the first people who buy it, because they're willing to shell out hundreds of dollars.
But Apple can do that, Richard, because they've got the intimidating brand. Small business owners typically aren't able to pull that off.
Yeah. Well, let me give you an example of financial strategy for a small business owner working with a consulting company. One of the problems, you know, somebody heard me on your last show, called me up, and we spent an afternoon on the phone.
Good. I hope you charged him.
No, I did it for free. And this guy's setting up a financial consulting business. And I said, your number one problem is a constraint on your business, is that you can only do as much, you can only make as much money as work you can do during the day. And you're going to have to sell you're going to have to also sell people too. So the way people approach consulting businesses is that they look at it as finding employment temporarily here and there.
Right.
I said the strategy you should pursue is that rather than sell your time, you need to build assets that you can sell to people. Mm-hmm. You need to build products. In
right.
other words, don't just
convert
consult
your
for
consulting acumen, your consulting ability, into a product.
Into an actual product,
right.
So
mm-hmm.
that yeah. when you get hired to do something, 90% of what you've been hired to do, you've already made.
Right.
It's already in place.
Right.
And so that's what you're doing. You structure your business that way rather than go out and find whatever you can find from people, but find something where you can build an asset.
Folks,
repeat and reuse.
Take the time to follow this advice that Richard's given you. Take the time to be deliberate, be disciplined about developing the financial strategy of any kind of a business launch, a product launch. Don't get impatient, because impatience is your enemy. You will ride impatience to failure. Find patience, find discipline, do it right. Take the time. You will not regret it. Going to take a quick break. Richard Hooker is our guest. His book is called Shoestring Venture, The Startup Bible. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.